Okay, the sweet smell of success. Look at this gift that a P1 gave us. George, I'll hand it to you first. Smell that candle.
Oh, is this what you were talking about in the hang zone yesterday?
What are you talking about?
What I just asked you? Yes, oh,
I don't. I don't know. Wait, what? You're not even smelling the candle.
I don't need
Why
to smell
Why did you pass
it?
The candle?
Mmm, that is wonderful. You guys are creepy.
What is that?
Why are we creepy? We like candles.
I don't even know what scent this is, but my goodness.
That is Gwyneth Paltrow's.
I could just bury my head in this all day long.
Online shop goop.
So to speak.
Gwyneth Paltrow's?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know she was in the candle business.
Oh, yeah. She is. Wow, we've never even talked about that.
This is fantastic.
It is. Look, he has not taken his nose out of that thing.
Can I just hold on to this for a while?
Yes. All right, George, you want to read the title of the candle?
Why do I have to read it? Junior
was holding it. Well, because you didn't smell it.
This smells like a vagina.
No, that's not what it says.
Oh, this smells like my vagina.
My vagina? Yes, and...
So that is supposed to be Gwyneth's scent,
yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah, and as I said on the hang zone, there's something to this. I identified it as Date Night V, but thanks to the P1 who sent it up
thanks.
Here.
Thanks for sending that up here to these.
Because it's been such a wonderful morning of broadcasting here with the Musers as this sits right in front of me, just wafting. It's just a beautiful waft.
You need
happens.
To light it.
Huh?
Light it. Or can we
they
light
did
things
yesterday.
In here?
I think I smell it better when it's not lit. So, thank you. This has always been my goal, to have this place smell like that 24 hours a day. So, George, you have an opportunity, a business opportunity, to come up with a competing line of candles.
No.
You didn't really hear him out.
Number one.
I don't think you gave a fair hearing to my business proposal.
Number one,
that
I don't
want to
go
so
into
hard
the
on.
Candle business. And number two, why would I have to compete with
Gwyneth Paltrow.
The essence of Gwyneth Paltrow. Who
the
cares?
Essence. Who cares? Women are more than just that,
blah,
George.
Blah, 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 blah.
Wow. Jeez. I was trying to deliver a little bit of wisdom to you, but fine. No, because I think that there's been no guy who's come out with a candle that smells like his own sack.
In this world, I'm sure there's something like that out there if you want it.
Yeah, but no notable celebrity like you.
I'm not a known celebrity.
Would a woman want a candle that smells like Balsack?
No.
No.
Why not?
You should know better than anybody. Why not?
What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, I mean, who's buying this? Lots of people are buying this.
That's a good question. Do more men or women buy that candle?
I don't know.
Well, I did, and I did.
Men like the P1 who sent it up here to us, and then you'll probably buy it as a gag gift for Killer next Christmas or something.
Will women buy each other the Balsack one for a gag?
Maybe.
Because that area, the Schroeder is the equivalent of the vag, right?
Yes.
The vagina? It's just an Audi, whereas the vagina is an innie.
Right.
It's the same part of the body.
These are all great points you're making.
I think.
Our men's genitalia just got pushed out over the years.
Over the years?
So
what?
It dangles.
What? It's $70. This thing was
what a
70.
Ripoff.
Why is it a ripoff?
Any candle that costs more than $5 is a ripoff.
888-787.
$70?
Only burn for 4-hour burn cycles and allow a candle to completely cool between every burn. Trim wick after each and every burn. So... do you guys follow good candle hygiene?
I'm not really a candle person.
When you burn them, you're supposed to burn them for a minimum of 4 hours each.
In all honesty, I've never given the topic of candles more than about 5 seconds of thought in my life.
I love candles.
I don't really care about them.
Yeah, they're okay. I have them.
I think candles are okay. That ought to be your t-shirt. I think candles are awesome. I love when you find a really good scented candle that smells good as it's being burned in the house. There's lots of candles that smell good on the shelf, but then you buy them and you take them home and you burn them and they're just like, ugh, it's overpowering, or it just smells like stupid.
The only time I think of a candle is when we lose power at home and we pull out a few candles and light them.
You only use them for light sources?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm like a settler.
Seems like there's always one burning. At least every other day in our household.
Really? Women are definitely, I think, more into candles than guys.
I really light them.
Would your wife mind this candle? Like, would she think this is cool?
I don't think she'd have any interest in that, no.
Why not? It's from a company that sells a lot of stuff to women.
It's stupid.
Why is it stupid? You may think that the title may be stupid, but what do you care what they call it? I mean, whether the candle is called, you know, Mossy Forest or, you know, Autumn Leaf. If it smells good, it smells good.
That smells better. Or that sounds better than something called My Vagina.
Like I said, what do you care what it's called? What you ought to care about is how it smells.
Okay, well, just call a candle of Fart Knocker Farm, you know?
Hot dog.
Light that one up. Great.
What farm?
You heard.
What is a fart knocker?
That's the team we played in Hoop It Up at with Elf.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Who named it that?
Dave Little. Remember? Yeah, we play the fart knockers in the first round.
I don't even understand what that term could mean. Knockers? After that word. I don't understand.
I don't know. It's stuck with me ever since.
Yeah, you say it all the time.